Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective, but most people do experience some uncomfortable side effects, such as skin rash or fatigue. That's the conclusion of a new FDA review of data from Pfizer's clinical trials. It was released before a meeting to discuss emergency authorization for the vaccine. Pfizer is already working at breakneck speed to produce millions of doses. The manufacturing process for the vaccine begins in Andover, where a company facility makes a key part of the vaccine. WBUR's Angus Chen visited for a look.
I just drove down Biotechnology Drive in Andover. I passed several large industrial centers like a FedEx distribution center and a big market basket warehouse. And here's Pfizer. And that's as close as I got. Pfizer says it isn't giving tours of this facility because of security concerns. The building looks less like a manufacturing plant and more like a university science center, surrounded by woods and a manicured pond. Inside, the company is making RNA, the core component of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine.
That's exactly right. So it's kind of the main ingredient.
Meg Ruch is Pfizer's VP of Research and Development.
So the RNA is the part of the vaccine that provides this genetic instruction to the body's cells.
RNA is a genetic code that provides a blueprint for cells to make proteins. In Pfizer's vaccine, the RNA codes for a coronavirus protein, and that triggers the immune system to build defenses. Every Pfizer vaccine needs a copy of this RNA, so Ruch's team is hustling to make hundreds of millions of copies.
We have people really putting in a ton of extra hours and doing a lot of extra, you know, weekend work and things like that.
If we could go inside Pfizer's Andover facility, Ruch says we'd see large stainless steel tanks and about 1,200 employees. Normally, the staff here researches how to manufacture new drugs and then produces them for Pfizer's clinical trials. So Ruch says this was the right facility to make an experimental vaccine.
I think the unusual part here is just the scale of it, right? How much we're ready to make of the vaccine.
Pfizer originally hoped to create 100 million doses of the vaccine by the end of 2020, but now says it will make roughly half that. The company says it's still on track to produce over 1 billion doses by the end of 2021, in part because Pfizer invested some $2 billion into vaccine development last spring.
That's one of the ways we've been able to move quickly, is buying extra raw materials in advance, buying multiple potential raw materials and picking the right ones with the hope that it's approved or, you know, that it's authorized for use.
So far, the results from the clinical trials have been encouraging. An FDA review released this week finds the vaccine to be safe and highly effective. Dr. Philip Landrigan is an epidemiologist at Boston College who wasn't involved with Pfizer's work.
That's very good news. It's not the end of the COVID story, but it's the beginning of the end.
Landrigan says there are still hurdles Pfizer will need to overcome. One that's generated lots of concern is the vaccine needs to be stored and transported in extreme cold.
Minus 80 degrees centigrade, which is equivalent to the temperatures that are found in Antarctica. And, you know, our distribution systems for medicines just never ship at that temperature.
Timothy Springer is an immunologist at Harvard Medical School. He's also an entrepreneur who helped found Moderna, another company seeking emergency approval for a coronavirus vaccine. Springer says the cold storage requirements for Pfizer's vaccine will make it difficult to distribute. That's especially the case outside of large urban centers and major hospitals. Despite this, if the vaccine is approved, it could be instrumental in helping to end the COVID pandemic. Ruch says that would be an honor.
Helping the world is such a great privilege to be able to be involved in this.
The FDA is expected to make a decision on the vaccine within days. If it's a yes, people will be receiving Pfizer's vaccine before the end of this month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.